Kufsamach Zayin Halacha Beis. Alilim Shal Avik Chachamachin Tashmish Renayo Yeshla Mbitol. The idols of Goyim and also the accessories and adornments and all and are all subject to Bitol. The process by which the status of a idol is revoked is called Bitol. We derive that a Goyish idoler can nullify his idol from the fact that the Torah calls their idols Psile Elohehem, the carved images of their gods. Now the word Pesile is related to Pesil, which means to nullify. The Pasuk, therefore, shows that you can nullify the idols of Goyim. Kishmevat Oysa Akam Yadayim, therefore, when the Goy nullifies a idol or its accessories through an action, with a physical act of damage, Shlote Oyd Avoyd Azara Tashmirish Oyd Noyd Avoyd Azara, Hilchur then it becomes Mutter. Halacha Gimel, Nereshid Likla, for now candles that worshippers lit before an idol, v'achkach kibun ha'akam tzarech asim machalni. So, and afterwards, the guy extinguished it for his own purposes to take for himself and then sell it to a yid. L'tarim it's mutter. The kemet kibun l'tzarech asim is abitulim, because since he extinguished it for his own purpose, that's a act of nullification. Mekol makam ein lasis mehem neres shal mitzah. Nevertheless, one should not use it for neres mitzah. Sachen kol dover shal avoy dezara. Similarly, every article of avoy dezara alaf bishon spot the mutl head yet, even though it's nullified and muttered for a head yet, also lidvar mitzah, it's also for a mitzah. Meshon demios l'gavaya, because it's disgusting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adlacha dalet. Regarding the garments that priests wear when they enter into their temples, some say they are adornments for them and not for their idols. They don't need bitul. Some say they do need bitul.